4.4. Environmental hazards, rain, slick roads, standing water, fog, and wind. We drive in environmental conditions each time we make a trip. Understanding better how to handle changing conditions will make the trip more enjoyable and safer. Dealing with too much light, such as sun in your eyes, may be handled by wearing sunglasses or properly using the sun visor. For safety reasons, keep the lower edge of the sun visor pushed toward the windshield when in use. Night driving means there will be changes that you must deal with successfully. Aside from reducing detail, darkness conceals hazards, pedestrians, bicycles, stalled cars, curves, and other objects or conditions. You must make a decision on the basis of a sketchy and incomplete picture. At night, it is more difficult to judge the speed and position of other vehicles. You must depend largely on your headlights, which will show only a relatively short and narrow path ahead. Light does not bend around corners, so you must reduce your speed on curves to a point where your headlights illuminate the road ahead. Usually, adequate highway lighting is limited. Glare from roadside lighting and the headlights of oncoming vehicles may impair your visibility. Keep your panel lights as dim as possible for better vision while using enough panel light to read your speedometer and other gauges. Reduce speed as much as is necessary to stop within the visible distance. Increase seeing distance by keeping the headlights clean and properly aimed and the windshield clean. There are other visibility conditions we must consider to drive safely, such as fog, haze, smoke, and mist. These conditions can affect our visibility greatly. Florida law requires that we turn on our low-beam headlights and use our windshield wipers in rainy weather. Never drive with only your parking lights on. Be alert for slow-moving or stopped traffic. Check your rearview mirrors frequently for vehicles that are approaching quickly from the rear. Be especially careful for patches of fog in valleys and low-lying areas. If possible, drive slowly but keep moving. If conditions are too difficult, pull over as far to the right as possible off the main travel portion of the roadway and stop. Leave your parking lights on and activate your hazard lights. Driving in the rain is a hazard we must consider. When the roads are wet, stopping distance is increased. When braking, friction between your tires and the surface of the roadway affects your stopping distance. Wet roads have less friction and increase the distance it takes you to stop. Also, driving through water may cause hydroplaning. The tread on a tire prevents hydroplaning, which is one reason the law requires tire treads to meet certain standards. As little as 1/16 of 1 inch of water can cause hydroplaning. Hydroplaning occurs when your tires ride on a thin layer of water and do not touch the road. When the car is riding on a film of water, there's no friction between your tires and the road. Hydroplaning also affects your ability to steer and brake. Do not drive through large bodies of standing water, which can affect brake performance and the vehicle's electrical system and can cause engine failure, which could result in costly repairs. If the standing water is concentrated on one portion of the road and only one side of the vehicle goes through the water, the vehicle will often pull in that direction. The force of the pull is dependent on the depth of the water and the speed of the vehicle. As you approach standing water, lift your foot off the gas pedal and check your rearview mirror for vehicles that are following you too closely. Remember, 1. Slow down before driving through the water. 2. Turn your windshield wipers on. 3. Tap the brakes as you exit. 4. Use caution when checking the outside mirrors. Rain can distort or obliterate images. 5. Never drive through standing water if you do not know how deep it is. Wind can also be a problem, especially when driving large vehicles such as a truck or a motorhome. Be alert for cross gusts when leaving overpasses, large buildings, or other large areas where the wind was temporarily blocked from striking your vehicle. Another ongoing problem with wind gusts occurs when you're being passed by large vehicles such as tractor trailers or buses traveling in either direction. Wind gusts from these vehicles can make your car more difficult to control. As these vehicles start to pass you, grip your steering wheel firmly. You may also want to reduce your speed. Environmental causes. Florida Traffic Crash Facts 2008. Lighting conditions at the time of crash. Lighting conditions, daylight. All crashes, 153,649. Fatal crashes, 1,123. Injury crashes, 86,976. Property damage, 65,550. Lighting conditions, dusk. All crashes, 6,317. Fatal crashes, 82. Injury crashes, 3,432. Property damage, 2,803. Lighting conditions, dawn. All crashes, 3,103. Fatal crashes, 42. Injury crashes, 1,662. Property damage, 1,399. Lighting conditions, darkness. All crashes, 76,533. Fatal crashes, 1,505. Injury crashes, 35,536. Property damage, 39,492. Lighting conditions unknown. All crashes, 3,740. Fatal crashes, 12. Injury crashes, 556. Property damage, 3,172. Total, all crashes, 243,342. Fatal crashes, 2,764. Injury crashes, 128,162. Property damage, 112,416. Road surface conditions at the time of crash. See footnote number 3. Surface conditions, dry. All crashes, 206,892. Fatal crashes, 2,470. Injury crashes, 109,361. Property damage, 95,061. Surface conditions, wet. All crashes, 32,363. Fatal crashes, 271. Injury crashes, 17,445. Property damage, 14,647. Surface conditions, slippery. All crashes, 1,204. Fatal crashes, 7. Injury crashes, 652. Property damage, 545. Surface conditions, icy. All crashes, 33. Fatal crashes, 0. Injury crashes, 16. Property damage, 17. Surface conditions, other. All crashes, 2,850. Fatal crashes, 16. Injury crashes, 688. Property damage, 2,146. Total, all crashes, 243,342. Fatal crashes, 2,764. Injury crashes, 128,162. Property damage, 112,416.